RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Thank you for joining me today. Kids need eye exams. They're often overlooked. Well, we're privileged to have today Dr. Jamie Wolhagen. She's with us, and she's going to talk about kids' eye exams and their ocular health. She's a board-certified optometrist, and she's worked extensively in clinical situations with both children and adults. Jamie, thank you for being here today. Can you tell us what has been your clinical experience as an optometrist?
Well, thank you for having me here today. Being an optometrist is a wonderful opportunity to get to work with kids, and I've been lucky enough to have been with Delaware Ophthalmology Consultants. I spent some time at the Pennsylvania College of Optometry doing an advanced pediatric tract with them as well, and I've been practicing here seeing children at docs for over the past 3 years.
How difficult is it to examine kids? You know, some doctors do not like to do it because they're not manageable or how to keep their attention looking at you or looking at an eye chart. What do you do?
Yeah, so you've got to have the right approach. The tools that make it a little bit easier to see kids. Seeing kids is a wonderful and rewarding experience. Sometimes you got to call them by the code words here. Instead of saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and do this test, let's go ahead and play this game and try and make it as fun and entertaining and as exciting as possible. The projector, a hair dryer, or looking through what's coming through that, or at the slit lamp, get ready to put your helmet on with your chin in the chin rest, kind of like you're riding a bike and putting your hands on the handlebars there. And by approaching it that way, saying that we've got our light show, it makes it much more exciting for the kids. And sometimes, kids can be a little bit scared in an eye exam because it is all new. So, maybe demonstrating to them, what you're going to do by showing them on the parent, or if they've brought a doll with them, kind of showing them on the doll first before you say, it's ready, it's your turn now. So, and that's, what makes it not as difficult to examine children.
I used to lie on the floor and put an eye drop, of course, a bogus eye drop in my eye, in order to get their attention and show them it's not so bad. How do you get around that? Because drops are invasive.
Drops are invasive. Sometimes it can be a little bit scary, especially because they don't know what's coming. And so we kind of try and educate them that it's almost like opening their eyes under the pool water, or, having them close their eyes and blink them in. Sometimes when kids see you coming at them with the big drops or, with your hands, it can be a little scary. So, maybe we're using the Dora drops today or the, princess drops today to make it a little bit more relaxing for them.
Oh, so every day is Halloween to you. I like that.
Every day is Halloween. We love it.
At what age do you think?
Yeah.
At what age do you think that children should have their first eye exam? Is there a time that you think that every parent should be aware of that?
Yeah, so, when children are born in the hospital, sometimes certain things can be seen right there, so they might get plugged into the right channels early on, but actually the American Optometric Association recommends that 6 months, followed by 2 years, followed by 4 years, is a good plan to have children on. Because at 6 months, the vision, the accommodation, their depth perception have all kind of rapidly developed by 6 months of age, therefore making it, an appropriate time to have an eye exam. I usually would suggest, at least, if there's certain things going on, like the parents happen to see their eyes crossing or turning, that might be a clue for them to bring them in, at a certain time. But, sometimes it's not always as obvious. So, if the children, the children are doing very well and they're able to see everything, I would try and get them in at least at, 3 years of age, because by that point, if they're, receptive, their expressive skills can allow them to cooperate for certain tests, but you have to be good at picking up certain cues and things like that, because, detection and intervention at an early age are very important. So sometime in preschool, I think it's a good time to get those kids in, just even for a baseline exam, because sometimes you never know what you're going to find.
I think you're exactly right, because you don't know what the kid is going to see, and They don't complain because they don't know anything that's different. You
right.
mentioned the hospital. deafness is picked up in the hospital by an auditory test, but blindness is not picked up. Uh-huh. And not even just blindness, even just some deficiency in vision is not picked up. Do you rely on the pediatricians to be helpful?
You know, with the pediatricians, they play such an entryway into referrals for eye care. They play such an important role, but, you know, sometimes they don't have all of the tools that are needed to pick up certain types of amblyopia or strabismus or depth perception difficulties. So with pediatricians, I think it's important to make the right referrals over because you never know. Again, sometimes the children, just like you said, they don't always say what's going on with them. And a late detection of amblyopia could prevent them from certain opportunities later in life if they're not caught early and therefore, you know, patched and treated or given the right tools to be able to help them to succeed later on. We just had a young child who came in from seeing a pediatrician just with a symptom of blinking, but the pediatricians don't necessarily have the microscopes or the tools to be able to look in the child's eyes, and the child came in about a year later saying that she couldn't see out of her left eye, and it turned out she had a very large cataract that was acquired. So, you know, hopefully she'll, you know, now that she has been referred for cataract surgery at such a young age of six with an implant lens, hopefully she'll do well. But that's why we need to keep that communication up and working together, pediatricians and eye care, because it's such an important relationship to have.
You mentioned a couple words. Strabismus means cross eyes, and amblyopia means a lazy eye that doesn't develop to the same level as the other eye.
Correct.
I'm wondering, do you find that the mothers are usually the best first person to detect an abnormality?
If I have learned nothing else, mothers are always right. So, you know, moms are very attuned to seeing things with their children, and they usually will say, I think I see this. And, you know, some moms and parents are great about bringing their kids in as soon as they see something just to make sure everything's okay. But the sign of a cross eye or turning or strabismus could be the first sign of also amblyopia or a lazy eye, because if that eye is not working, the brain kind of says, I'm going to turn it off, and it'll start to turn. And sometimes glasses are what's needed to be able to help that child correct that deviation in their eye alignment, and therefore also help their visual development.
What's interesting is the fact is if we can do simple things to find out problems, it's probably the best. For instance, if a parent is watching a two-year-old as they're looking at television and just cover one eye and see if they keep looking, and then take the cover, like their hand away, and then cover the other eye and see if they maintain their focus, it's a good clue that they have balanced vision and probably normal sight. But you're right, you need to have that extended examination because vision is so important.
Absolutely. And we test, you know, not just for vision, we're testing for, as you mentioned, you know, using both eyes together. We look at depth perception, color vision, eye pressures, you know, their overall health with a dilated eye exam, and the need for glasses too. So having all of these specialized equipment pieces in the room really can make a nice difference in providing a comprehensive evaluation.
Well, Jamie, you made this very clear that kids' eyes are important. You and I both know that their vision participation is so important, and they want to get a heads up and a start in school. So I really appreciate your being here. And if people want to get in touch with you, they can contact Delaware Ophthalmology Consultants or go to your website, DelawareEyes.com. That's Delaware Eyes with two E's. DelawareEyes.com. And I think we'll have to discuss more of this because it's a very important subject.